very much. I have the privilege of representing portions of Palm Beach and Broward counties in Florida, towns like Boca Raton, which is my hometown, Delray Beach, Boynton Beach, Deerfield Beach. I'm extremely excited to be here on behalf of Senator Barack Obama, but I'm even more excited to be here to meet you, because statistically speaking, two-thirds of you will become my to enhancing America's relationship with Israel. Being a part of Senator Obama's campaign for me has become a great passion for a number of reasons, but if I could just go over quickly Senator Obama's position with respect to Middle East affairs and with respect to Israel. Congressman Rothman said, and I want to reiterate, Senator Obama unequivocally rejects a Palestinian right of return. He has rejected that Palestinian right of return in Iowa, in foreign policy speeches in Florida, all up and down the East Coast. But even more impressively, he has rejected it in the West Bank when he spoke to a group of Palestinian community leaders, and he told them that in order to pursue a two-state process of peace, Palestinians must understand that Israel will remain a Jewish state. Senator Obama has been a consistent and strong supporter of Israel's right to build its security fence, because he understood both the security and the peace implications of Israel having the necessity, the need, and the right to provide for the security of her own citizens. In the War of Hezbollah, the summer of 2006, to this very day from the rocket fire from Gaza, Senator Obama has been a consistent, strong, unequivocal advocate of Israel's right of self-defense. Most recently, in January, he wrote to our United Nations ambassador, making certain that the UN would take a position supporting Israel's right of self-defense. With respect to Iran, this is where I think this candidacy becomes even more compelling. Many of us were with him at the APAC conference in Washington last year, when Senator Obama had the opportunity to go out to National Airport and meet with Bibi Netanyahu before he spoke. And Mr. Netanyahu and Senator Obama talked about the need to economically isolate Iran to help prevent it from becoming a nuclear power. And Senator Obama went back to the United States Senate and filed the leading divestment bill with respect to Iran, calling upon the world to make certain that businesses do not invest in companies that do business with Iran's energy sector. He has been out front in terms of providing for increased cooperation between the United States and Israel in terms of developing missile technology. But the real compelling reasons, I believe, to support Senator Obama is not just because he has an A-plus record on Israel, which he does, but it's that sense of character. The sense of character that permitted him to stand in Martin Luther King's church earlier in the year, speaking to a largely African-American audience, and to tell that African-American audience that there's too much anti-Semitism in the African-American community today, and the African-American community must work diligently to ferry out that anti-Semitism that should have no place in the American politics or in the American religious community. It is that sense of community, that sense of citizenship, that allows Senator Obama to speak so passionately about the history of relations between African Americans and Jewish Americans in this country. He has said on a number of occasions that have been worried for the principal participation of so many Jewish Americans in the civil rights movement, that he would not be a United States senator and he would not be a candidate for the presidency of the United States today. This is the kind of character, the character that the enable him in Detroit, in front of the Automobile Manufacturers Association, to call for higher conservation standards on our automobiles. It's the ability to understand who he is and have the confidence to deliver messages that gives me the greatest confidence whatsoever that as president, President Obama will not only be an A-plus president for Israel, but in terms of how he will deal with the peace process will be something the Jewish American community will be incredibly proud of. Martin Peretz in the New Republic talked about Senator Obama's understanding of the role of the president in that peace process, and the understanding that while Israel is certainly capable of delivering on the promises that it implements, that it will adhere to in the context of those negotiations, Martin Peretz said that Senator Obama understands keenly that the difference between the Israelis and the Palestinians, while there are many, but one of the principal differences is that Abu Mazen can agree to many things, but it isn't necessarily true that he can implement any of them. And that an American president must tread very lightly when dealing with one party that has the capability and the integrity to implement Israel, and another party that, of course, is divided even amongst its own house. With respect to Hamas, Senator Obama has been on the quote in terms of demanding that the United States not deal with Hamas until Hamas recognizes Israel's right to exist, denounces violence, and incorporates in the previous agreements that the Palestinian Authority has signed into its charter. So when we talk about Hamas, when we talk about Hezbollah, and Senator Obama today may talk about when he visited Israel, and when he visited an Israeli family that had been bombarded by the rocket fire, and his understanding of the predicament that Israelis find themselves. He may talk about the passion that he appreciated and understood and internalized when he visited Yad Vashem when he was in Israel. But the thing that makes me so comfortable, in addition to the 70-plus Jewish leaders here in Pennsylvania that put their names on the line and said, "We're for Barack Obama," very prominently throughout the state, and put ads in Jewish newspapers. The Jewish community in Chicago who knows Barack Obama best are his strongest supporters. The people that have watched him grow, the people that have watched him win and lose, the people that have watched him operate within Chicago's legal, academic, and now political circles think the world of him. That, to me, is an extraordinary stamp of approval. Let me go one step further, if I could. President Sarkozy, the new president of France, when he was inaugurated into office, was asked a relatively simple question about the transatlantic relationship and the relationship between France and the United States. And he was asked, what does the United States need to do to be a better ally for France, for our European allies? And what President Sarkozy said was, America needs to become more popular. That was a short answer. But just envision. Envision, as I believe President Sarkozy was correct, America does need to become more popular. Envision President Obama taking that swearing-in in January of 2009. Envision the enthusiasm, not just here in America, not just in the inner cities in America, but in the small towns in America, the suburban areas in America, but in capitals and major cities and in small towns all across the world, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in Asia, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in South America. There will be a level of enthusiasm about our nation that has not been felt in a very, very long time. The day that Senator Obama takes the oath of office will be the day that hundreds of millions of people across the globe wake up and say the United States of America that they loved and revered and respected is back. And I would respectfully suggest for those of us who care so deeply about the security and the well-being of the state of Israel that there is no nation on earth that suffers more than Israel does when America is isolated. When America is not as capable as we should be to generate the kind of alliance that we ought to be able to generate amongst our European allies, amongst our Asian allies, amongst our South American allies for our initiatives, whether they are in fact the isolation of Iran, whether it's our ability to convince our Caribbean neighbors, our South American neighbors to stick with us at the United Nations. No nation suffers as much as Israel does when we, the United States, are not capable of building those bridges, building those alliances. So I would respectfully argue that if Senator Obama, who becomes president and, in fact, reinvigorates the transatlantic alliance, a President Obama who builds those extraordinary new bridges to Asia, to Africa, to South America, there will be many repercussions of that extraordinary development, but one of those repercussions will be, in fact, that the anti-Israel, the anti-Semitism that develops when America is isolated will become deflated. It won't mean the end of all Israel's troubles, certainly not. But it will be the beginning of a very new environment, a very new world atmosphere. Senator Obama has been a leader on many issues important to the Jewish community. Whether it's universal health care, which in my district and in Steve's district is essential. Senator Obama has a good health care plan that will deliver universal health care at an affordable rate. Senator Obama understands something that is dear in my district, which is the federal government needs to negotiate on behalf of America's seniors the price of prescription drugs so that we can become like the other industrialized nations on Earth, a nation that begins to address the escalation of costs of prescription drugs. Whether it's global climate change, whether it's protecting the woman's right to choose, whether it's promoting sensible crime strategies. Senator Obama has been a leader both in the Illinois State Legislature as well as the United States Congress. Some have questioned at times, well, how long is this commitment? I find it remarkable when I talk to people in Illinois, state legislators, that tell me how finely tuned, how finely, what a fine, keen understanding Senator Obama had as a young man in the Illinois legislature as to the very special relationship that the United States and Israel have. When it came down to issues of whether or not the state of Illinois should engage with Israel bombs, State Senator Obama was a leader on those issues. I think he's shown the strength of character, the strength of purpose, that will make all Americans proud. But as it relates to the American Jewish community, I believe we are about to engage in a relationship with the President of the United States that will be historic. That will, in fact, bring in an era, and none of us are naive about the prospects of peace. We all understand all the hurdles that must be achieved. But if Senator Obama will be committed to engaging in a responsible fashion in that process of peace. But one of the other things that Martin Parrish said in the New Republic was that Senator Obama understands that the President of the United States cannot impose upon Israel conditions of peace. And that is a very important understanding that Senator Obama has. I am actually very envious of all of you. Because as people from Pennsylvania, you may very well determine, in fact, the next president of the United States. As you may have read, people in Florida, we've had our problems with elections, not the least of which was the last primary, and we don't have our votes counted. Steve's a superdelegate, he counts. Right now, I'm not even a superdelegate to count, because we've been stripped of our authority to be a part of the convention. But you have an historic opportunity. We are, in fact, in my view, a Democratic Party that has a luxury of riches in terms of the candidates that we have. And we must come together as a unified group to support the women. But there is one candidate, Senator Barack Obama, who I think offers an opportunity, maybe not just of a generation, but of a lifetime. And the thing that has impressed me so, my own children, my oldest is 19, my middle is 15. My youngest is 11. And I imagine many of you have children similar ages and nieces and nephews. The level of energy amongst younger people in America is something I have never witnessed. That says something good about this. The campaign. That says something very important about Barack Obama. It says something very hopeful about America. Because what Senator Obama, when he becomes president, will initiate is an era where young people in America feel they are invested in our cause, in our mission, to a degree that I don't believe we've experienced before. This is something that I think has caused people to actually at times look again. I remember when Caroline Kennedy wrote her editorial in the New York Times about why she supported Senator Obama.
And she talked about how, in effect, it was her own children
that brought her to this conclusion. And I've heard that from so many of my constituents. And you're about the youngest group of people I will speak to for months. But many of my own constituents have said that what has brought them around in great part is the enthusiasm of their grandchildren and their children. My understanding is that Senator Obama will be here soon, but there's a momentary lapse.
Congressman Hoffman and I would be happy to hear anybody's thoughts, comments, questions. The president's fine.
I got 3 minutes and he gets dragged.
Yeah, I have 3 minutes. But with the understanding that the
Senator Obama comes, we will get off
regularly. Anybody have any questions?
What are you doing to make sure the votes of the people in Florida are counted?
That's a great question. I and the other Democrats, in terms of the membership of the House of Representatives, met with Chairman Dean last week. We got him to move a huge amount in terms of what his position was previously, which was he used to talk about how the sides needed to come to a conclusion. There needed to be some kind of amendment to the process to conform with rules. And now Senator Chairman Dean, Governor Dean, went out in front of the DNC last week, or the week before last, and said he's going to do everything within his power to make certain that the Florida delegation is seated and that Florida will be fully represented. And I'm confident that will be the case. I'm very confident that will be the case.
Just in case you're wondering, I had 5 kids.
Sure. Based on his relationship with the Chicago Jewish community, he's employed the term Tikkun Olam. Could you go into more detail about what Obama means by that and how it's related to his political philosophy?
Tikkun Olam means what it means. Prepare the world. Do what's right. Do what's good. And I think that comes across in each one of his platforms. You know, he is brilliant in a way that I've seen, and I've met many, many people, leaders of the world, leaders of academia, science, and business, in a way that I've never seen before. But he's genuine and authentic as a human being, which means men who trust him. Is he who he appears to be? Can you rely on what he says? Because so many people say the right thing. And in my opinion, I would never have supported him if I didn't believe 100%, not beyond a reasonable doubt, as you lawyers say, but beyond any doubt, that he is a true friend of the Jewish people, understands, as Robert said, how the African-American community came to be liberated in its civil rights struggle, and that he is a true and knowledgeable supporter of the State of Israel, not just because he's an American, and we in America have been supporting that part of the world as the homeland of the Jewish people since the founding of America, as I'm sure you know. We've been supporting a Jewish homeland in that part of the world since the founding of America, because it's part of who we are as people. But beyond that is a very hard-nosed commander-in-chief of our forces and the protector of our people knows that Israel is the critical, irreplaceable, strategic, military, and cultural ally for our country, and that without Israel, God forbid, America
Congressman Holder.
And he will never permit that to happen. And he's a smart enough student of history to know which of the parties in the Middle East has been ready every step of the way to make concessions for peace, and which party has always rejected peace and rejected solutions that would have served his own best interests. Smart guy. That's why we support him.
I think if you read his book and you look at his early years, Mr. Coon along that essentially motivated a young Barack Obama to become a community organizer. Everything about Barack Obama's domestic platform, whether it's enhancement of the opportunity to go to college, whether it's a strong stress on the environment, is very ambitious plans to rid our dependence on Middle East oil. It's all infused with this notion that we need to make the world a better place. That's a great question.
People say that the process of upcoming candidates for the Democratic Party is actually causing a lot of animosities within the Democratic Party. What does Senator Obama plan to do to hold the Democratic Party together so that there aren't many, many defections?
The gentleman was asking, given what has been a very challenging the Democratic primary, 20 debates, plus joint appearances and more debates to come, more contests. There's some feeling that the Democratic Party might not be united enough to win in November. But let me assure you, Senator Obama understands that once he is the nominee and he has an opportunity simply to express the views he's been expressing in the debates throughout this campaign, throughout his career, and that is counterposed to Senator McCain's views and record on the economy, on the George Bush policies in the Middle East and internationally, which have led to disaster for America, then not only will Democrats be solidly united behind their nominee, Senator Barack Obama, because they don't want the Republicans to have a Republican philosophy of George W. Bush's exchange to have another 4 years to destroy America domestically and internationally. The American people, independents, and Republicans will also gravitate and support the Democratic nominee by overwhelming numbers, and I predict when Barack Obama is the nominee of the Democratic Party, he will win the general election in an historic landslide. You heard it here.
With that, we're going to sit down, and I believe we're ready to proceed.